Well, ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you in to an important night in the Twilight League, the last night at Riverfront Park here in Glastonbury. Tonight, it's a doubleheader to open games 1 of 3 of the semifinals. Now, believe it or not, there are 3 games in our semifinals. We have the winner's bracket finale, which will be happening now as we welcome you into a Clash of the Titans, number 1. The Terryville Black Sox, number 2, the Arch 2 Indians. Terryville in their last game pitched a perfect game, a no-hitter with no men getting on base. So a perfect game from the Black Sox the other night as they beat the Fat Orange Cap Brewers. And the Indians coming off a 10-0 blowout against the Great Falls Gators. Now that'll be game 1 of 2 tonight and game 1 of 3 of the semifinals. Game 2 happening tonight at 8 if weather permits as we are waiting on some impending rain. We've checked the Doppler radar coming in around 8 o'clock, which is right when game 2 is supposed to get the ball rolling. It looks like it's going to open up on us and rain until maybe 11 p.m. I don't know the exact rain date for that game. But I'm sure if there was, we would push everything back another day, as tomorrow we go to Muzzy to begin the last game of the semifinals. It'll be 1 game tomorrow. It'll be starting at 7 p.m. It's the loser of this game and the winner of game 2 tonight, which will be between Great Falls and Fat Orange Cats. The winner of that game plays the loser of this game, which could arguably be said as the unofficial championship game of the league. Number 1, number 2, what could be better? Terryville playing home, obviously. It'll be Andrew Hinckley who gets a start on the hill tonight, so he'll get going for the Black Sox and hopefully gets it going for the Black Sox quickly. And then you've got the Indians again coming off a 10-0 blowout win. It was a huge win for them against the number 3 Great Falls Gators. Now it'll be game number 2 tonight between Fat Orange Cat and Great Falls, where those two teams facing off in the semifinal of the elimination bracket. The elimination bracket will come to its finale tomorrow night, weather permitting, at Muzzy Field. And then Wednesday we'll start the championship series, games 1 and 2 of a best of 3. That'll be followed up, if necessary, a Thursday night game 3 at around 7 p.m. Wednesday we'll have a 6 and 8 p.m. game. And then that will be followed up by the All-Star game happening on Saturday. So we welcome you in, a Clash of the Titans tonight. It's the Indians. It's the Black Sox. It's not elimination baseball. It's a trip to Muzzy Field. Winner gets locked right into the championship series. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned. And again, we open at Muzzy. The Tomahawk Chop as the Black Sox are on the war path tonight. The Black Sox have really gotten hot all this season. Played a perfect game the other night in their last game. And the Tomahawk Chop serenades them into the game against the Indians as, once again, the Black Sox on a warpath throughout the Twilight League. Their first year here in the Twilight League, and boy, have they proven themselves to be a force to be reckoned with. They opened up 1 loss on the season overall. Now they come in. Looking to lock themselves into the championship game starting Wednesday. So winner of this gets locked into the championships. And the loser tonight has to play tomorrow night. And we'll be right back with first pitch. Andrew Hinckley starting on the bump. And so with that, it's going to be quite an interesting night for Twilight League Baseball. My name is James Clark, voice of the Connecticut Twilight League, welcoming you in to tonight's semifinals matchup. It's games 1 and 2 of 3 of the semifinals, so our semifinals a little bit different from your semifinals. 3 games here, 2 for the elimination bracket, 1 for the winner's bracket. Again, the winner of game number 1 will enter Muzzy Field into the championship series on Wednesday if the rain stays away, depending on the backup plan, if the rain does come in. And currently, they're all talking around the clay that's by the pitcher's mound. It was raked up, and they're coming back out with more rakes and some shovels. They're going to try and smooth it out. It's all set up in clumps. It did rain quite well the other day here in Glastonbury, and it rained a little bit today. And it started to rain on our way in to the ballpark today. So it's not in the best of conditions, I would say. As this is the second time people are going to rake in on the hill, and we're in for a little delay. We had a light delay the other day, and now today we have a clay delay with the mound. So the raking being done by Brian Timmis, former manager of that championship team. Defending champs are still in this tournament as of right now. They'll be playing later on tonight at 8 if the rain stays away. If it doesn't, we're not quite sure what the backup plan is. I believe it would end up being either a doubleheader tomorrow for the entire elimination bracket, or they push the championship series and the game on Tuesday a day back. What I think you would do is you would most likely keep a doubleheader on Tuesday and push the championship series back to a Thursday, and then Wednesday for, and then Friday for game number 3, if necessary, and then Saturday you go in and play Greater Hartford. That's at least the plan I'm thinking would be the plan now, but no plan has been announced just in case. Sun is out currently here at Riverfront Park. The lights are on just in case it gets overcast again. And once again, we're getting set here. The infield still warming up. They took the field already. They're still raking around the mound. Again, Andrew Hinckley starting on the bump tonight. He gets it going for the Black Sox. Black Sox actually have the home run leader in the league on their team. I believe he has 7, and I believe around 20 RBIs. It's Gavin LaValle leading the league in home runs and RBIs. And right now, we're looking to see if he can hit a home run here at Riverfront. It hasn't been accomplished in the playoffs this year, and we're hoping to see it happen soon. So we'll be back when they are ready and set to throw the first pitch. Hinckley's still warming up, actually on the mound currently. We'll be back. And we're back. And they have settled in on the hill. Still a few clumps of clay out there. But starting up will be number 22. That'll be Jeff LaRosa. So LaRosa will settle himself in. A Clash of the Titans, the unofficial championship game. Hinckley delivers the first pitch, and it'll be strike number 1. So it's been quite a road we've been on to get to this point of the season. And the road continues through Muzzy. And second pitch called strike 2. Again, looking for another perfect game here in the playoffs. And what a night that was. Unfortunately, our system had died during that game, so we were unable to broadcast that one. Pitch on the way. Called strike 3, and a K on 3 pitches to open for Hinckley. So Hinckley sits down LaRosa. This will bring the next batter up to the plate. And what a year the Black Sox have had. And they look to continue. Number 7, Bobby Leeper, up at the plate. Leeper looking to turn things around after that first at bat. Indians number 2. They were favored to win it last year along with Chicago Sams. Both of those teams bowed out of the playoffs. Called ball 1. It ended up being Bristol and Fat Orange Cat. Fat Orange Cat still in it. They'll play later on tonight if the sky doesn't open up on us. Bristol went 0-2 in the playoffs. That one is fouled back. Strike 1. So it was not the ideal year for the Bristol Knights. They really did not get going in the playoffs. Neither did the Dodgers. They went 0-2 as well. So a few 0-2 teams. A couple of teams were 1-and-dones. Here's the 1-1 from Hinckley, inside and high, ball 2. Hinckley on the hill again. Leeper in his 4th year here in the Twilight League from Plantsville, went to UNC Wilmington. And getting set. Hinckley, time called. So again, welcome. And if you're just joining us on a mediocre night A little chilly, a little bit of rain in the forecast. And here's the delivery. The 2-1 swung on and missed. 2-2. And Leaper, not liking that one. And a 2-2 count. Here it comes. Oh, beans him right on the elbow, it looked like, or maybe right above it. And we'll see a runner on first, LaValle. Or not LaValle, that's Hinckley. Can't be happy about that one. Here comes Will Ramos. Ramos will settle in here with the runner on first, one away. Fedaski on third base. Barca on first. As the coaches tonight, Fedaski calling the signals. Ball one, so Don Fedaski and Chris Barca. Coaches and founders, or no, the coach and founder of the Indians was Barca. Fedaski was with the Brewers, I believe, or no, he was with the Orioles the last year. Those two teams merged at the beginning of this season. That was a chop foul ball, curved its way down the third base line, and a broken bat for Ramos. Puts a crack in that one. Bat's still technically intact, but just not really usable. You gotta imagine the grass tonight coming after the rain. The grass has gotta be a lot like Velcro. We saw it a lot at the high school, at Weathersfield High School, and we've seen it a lot in other places, and this does not have to be the greatest grass you've ever seen, especially after rain. 1-1. Ball two. So a deceivingly short field here in Glastonbury. 315 down the lines. 380 dead center. Still no home runs in this playoff. 2-1 on the way. Swung on and it's rocketing into right. That will fall. It will bounce. It will bounce its way to the wall. He's going to send him for home. He's not going to make the throw in time. Actually, there's no throw to the plate, and a run is going to score with Will Ramos getting to second. And with one down, the Indians have put the first run on the board. They've played one game before this, and it was a 10-0 blowout. And here they are again, playing the top team in the league, and they're already up by one. The Indians did not come to play here tonight. It's strictly business. Although both teams will survive tonight, both teams don't have to worry about going home if they lose tonight. They will have to worry about not going straight to the championship series if necessary, or not if necessary, but if the Indians lose, or if the Black Sox lose, they have to play tomorrow night at Muzzy Field in a elimination game, the last elimination game of the playoffs. Strike one from Hinckley. This is number three in Hunter Trolley, second year in the league from Berlin. Went to Assumption College. Trolley. Will get settled in and takes the 0-1. Called ball one as he almost checked his swing, but he just held back, hesitated just enough to wait, and it was out of the zone. And Hinckley checks second with a runner in scoring position and one down. He delivers the 1-1. It's fouled out of play. Strike two. So with a 1-2 count, Hinckley is ready. And getting set. 1-2. Ball two. Here's the 2-2. Swung on, it's a chop ground ball going to the shortstop. He'll throw to first. They'll be there in time. Runner will get to third, but it'll be two down. So a runner 90 feet from home in a 1-0 lead for the Indians top half of the first. Indians looking to try and end this game a little earlier than expected. And here comes number 42. Swings and misses at that one. So I'm going to pull up the batting order to figure this one out. So Dinonis Quesada swings at it and hammers it to center field. It's back, but I don't think it's back enough. It won't. It'll be caught. Three down. Quesada will end this half inning, and we will go straight into the bottom half of the first. The Sox have already got to dig themselves out of a hole here from the first inning. It's 1-0, but they've been in this situation before, and if this game means anything, it's 1-2. Anything can happen. We'll be back. 1-0, Indians. And we get started for the bottom half of the first inning, and we bring up Tony Patain. So Patain will get things started here. So with Patain, we'll get things going. And ready to go. Bottom one. And starting will be number 17 on the bump. First pitch is going to be low. It's going to get away from the catcher. It's Anthony Alicki who's getting things started here. So Anthony Alicki getting started. And there are quite a few Alickis here in the playoffs. 1-0 called strike one. So I don't think he's related to the other Alickis that were, I believe, on the Elmer's Angels squad. Oh, he is. Yeah, the 1-1. Ball number two. Set to go here. That'll be strike number two. So Alex Rousseau on deck. Takes the 2-2. Swung on. It's a high pop-up. Should be caught. Does he haul it in? He does. One away. So here's Alex Rousseau, center fielder. Or sorry, he's outfielder and catcher. And so on deck will be the home run and RBI leader of the league, Gavin LaValle. Here's the pitch from Alicki. Strike one. And the Indians, again, a successful season. Not quite as successful as Terryville has had, however. Terryville also not really one of those first-inning teams from when I've seen him. That one fouled back. But they are an early ball game team. They've gotten it going in the second, especially. So the Black Sox are looking to get things started early, down 1-0. 0-2 count for Rousseau. One down, nobody on. Lights on here already. It's just 6-17. On the way. Swung on. It's a ground ball that goes past the third baseman and off the shortstop. And that should be an error off both of them. So with an error there, here comes Gavin LaValle. And LaValle is ready to go. Again, RBI leader and home run leader in the Twilight League. Getting set. 0-0 on the way. Take strike one. And a licky settles in. And he kicks and deals. Swung on and missed. Strike two. An 0-2 count for LaValle. Runner on first. One down. And the 0-2 swung on. It's a high fly ball right field. It will be foul out of play. 0-2 count. So LaValle stays alive at the plate. 0-2. One down, runner on. About 270 feet out.
Here we come right here. Thank you, sir. Thanks, appreciate it.
And now getting set. So foul ball coming back. Still 0-2 count. Anthony Alicki settles in. Checks first. Kicks and deals the payoff. And he went around. Strike three. So LaValle K's in his first appearance. This will bring up McCulloch. So Justin McCulloch, first baseman. Coming to the plate. And ready to go. An 0-0 count, runner on first, two down, first inning, throw on, pitch on the way, called a strike, looked a little inside. And settles in the 0-1, high fly ball, strike two, it's foul. So the hypothetical champagne is on ice for a semifinal win and a trip to the finals. Oh, 2 count, 2 down, pitch on the way. Called strike three, and he does not agree with that call one bit. And we'll go to the second, 1-0 Indians. And the Indians come to bat to lead off the top half of the second inning. So top two here. Number one for the Indians coming to the plate. That'll be Kevin Larkin. Larkin in his third year from Rocky Hill went to Worcester State. Swung on and missed. Strike one, and that opens things up from Hinckley. And so Hinckley ready to go. And the 0-1 on the way. Ball one in the dirt. And the 1-1. Swung on. Oh, right back, and it hits him. It'll be thrown out at first, but it came right back and hit Hinckley. Bounced off him. He made the grab off the ground and throws him out at first. So Hinckley toughs that one out. Here comes 34. That's going to be Caleb LaRosa. And the pitch takes ball one from Hinckley. Pitch. Ball two. And here comes the pitch. Swung on and missed strike one. That'll make a 2-1 count. And LaRosa just trying to stay alive at the plate here. That'll be ball number three. And the 3-1 swung on and fouled, railed into the parking lot. Strike two. And the Arch 2, Bar and Grill Indians. Used to be Burrill Realty and also Chicago Sam's. Those two merged. Ball four, a walk delivered by Hinckley. And here comes number 31 and Seamus Berry, the catcher. He's in his rookie year from New Britain, goes to UConn Avery Point. UConn Avery Point, a good baseball college. A few major leaguers have come out of there. Takes ball one. And the 1-0. Ball two. So a 2-0 count. And the 2-0. Ball three. And with one out and a runner on first, we might just see a back-to-back walk here. 3-0 count. And the 3-0. Take strike one. Hinckley trying to salvage this at-bat. 3-1 count. He's going to try and force a ground ball to anywhere in the infield. Here's the 3-1. Swung on and missed. 3-2, and the count is full. And just like that, Hinckley is back in this one. Three, two. Swung on. High fly ball. It's going to be fair. It'll be caught out number two. Caught in left field. Here comes number 13. This will be Brendan Sullivan. Fourth year out of Rocky Hill. This is 13. It's actually Mike Rigdon. So I actually got the wrong number off that one. This is Rigdon. Rigdon was penned in as number 14 on the roster. Runner on first. Pitch on the way to Rigdon. Called strike one. And an 0-1. Ball number one there. 1-1 count. Hinckley. Hinckley will take the 1-1. It's fouled off. Strike two. Hinckley delivered the 1-1. It's Rigdon who takes it. So Rigdon in at the plate. A two down. 1-2 count. Pitch on the way. Looking for the payoff. He gets him. Strike three, and that'll be his second K of the game. And Hinckley will exit the second inning. We go bottom two. 1-0. And here we go. Here comes Kyle Skidmore. He settles in. It's Kyle Skidmore, first baseman and third baseman. On the way, ball one. Again, it's a licky. He got the start tonight. Here comes the 1-0. Checks his swing, but it's in the dirt. Ball two. He doesn't go around. Skidmore. Looking to escape this at-bat. And the 2-0. That will be called ball three. And the 3-0. Ball four walked. So here comes number 50. That will be McAvoy. So Connor McAvoy stands in at the plate. And the Black Sox just looking to grab a win down 1-0. Speaking of 1-0, that's going to be the count, as that's ball one. Runner on first, about 270 feet out. And the 1-0 swung on and rocketed into right field. No one's going to get there, and it's going to go to the wall. That's going to be a base hit. Here he comes, rounding third. He's going to be safe. Safe at the plate. And he looks like he's hurt. And we'll be right back. So we get set here, and a injury there gave us a small break, and we... looks like he may be okay. Something with the shoulder there. Might be dislocated. So, needless to say, he'll be out, and we hope he's going to make a quick recovery. Pitch on the way, tries to drop down a bunt. Strike one is the call. Throw to second, not going to be in time. Connor McAvoy is on second base. This brings up Ayer. That is Chris Ayer. The coach of this team. And Chris Ayer trying to get the next runner. Big foul into the fence off the bunt. So, not the ideal bunt there. I think a 1-1 count, maybe. And it looks like they're sending that batter out of here. Foul ball. Did you guys find the address? There's an emergency clinic. Oh, okay. Because there's one nearby. We can find it. So it looks like one of the Black Sox players will be leaving the ballpark tonight. Something with the shoulder. And we hope he'll be okay. So probably overheard the talk about a medical facility somewhere here, or at least in the area. And again, we hope he's okay. On the way, called strike three. And so we have one down. This brings up number 20. This will bring up Mike Vaccarelli comes to the plate. That is number 00 leaving the ballpark here as he is walking out behind us. Shoulder definitely out of place. Called strike one. He's been holding it. It looks like he dove into home head first and I guess dove on his shoulder on a weird way and is leaving the ballpark. All one, the delivery. Called ball one. And that evens the count up at one apiece for Vaccarelli. Vaccarelli trying to bring home the go-ahead, who's standing 180 feet away from home with an insurance run at the plate. It's Vaccarelli going to try and give the Black Sox the lead. And he gets a nice, healthy cut at that 1-1, and it makes it 1-2. And settling in, Vaccarelli. Going to try and put away another at-bat. He's going to try and continue the inning. Meanwhile, it's Alicki who's trying to put it away. Swung on, ground ball gets past Alicki to the second baseman. He'll throw to first. They get the out. So two down, a runner on third. And here comes Armstrong. It's going to be Billy Armstrong. He's a pitcher and an outfielder. Again, rookie year in the Twilight League, at least. And looking at continuing the inning. It's going to be Alicki who stands on the bump. Armstrong on the plate, right at the plate. Tries a bunt, called strike one. And it looks like they're not agreeing with that call too much. So much to the chagrin of the Black Sox players, that will be an 0-1 count. And the Black Sox tied a 1-1 game. Hopefully heading to the third and hopefully getting out of this one fast. They can play the second one. Big foul ball again to the parking lot. 0-2 count. So Quesada standing behind the plate doing the catching tonight. 0-2 count. Two down. Alicki looking to end the second and bring it to the third with a tie. Here comes the 0-2. Swung on and missed. Strike three. That ends the second inning, but the damage is done. 1-1. Black Sox put one on the board. And here comes number 22 to open up the top half of the third inning. So we're here in the third, and it's Jeff La Rosa. So La Rosa is ready and standing in at home plate. Remember, tomorrow we go to Muzzy Field in Bristol. One game. Checks his swing and fouls it off. Strike one. So an 0-1 count now. So with an 0-1, the pitch on the way. Swung on and it's shot. Center field should be wrangled in by the center fielder, and it is. And we've got one down at the top of the third. So here comes the next batter. And I believe will be Leaper. No, it'll be number 7. Yep, Bobby Leaper standing in. So with Leaper at the plate, one down, nobody on. Top three. And the 0-0. Ball number one. And the 1-0. Swung on and missed. Strike one. And so, a little bit of a breeze here tonight. So again, rain impending over the area. If you look out towards where the river would be down the first baseline, dark clouds coming in over the river. Ball number two, and a 2-1 count after the third pitch of the at-bat. Leaper, he's got Will Ramos coming up behind him. 2-1, ball three. So a 3-1 count, and Hinckley delivers. Strike two. Big moment when they needed him. Here's a 3-2. Called! Strike three, they got him. And two down. Here comes Will Ramos with two down, nobody on. And Hankley saves that at bat from being behind 3-0. Some serious skill on Hankley in a 1-1 game. Top of the third here from Riverfront. Hankley delivers the 0-0. Ball number one. Looked in the zone, but umpire has something else to say about that. Hankley delivers the 1-0. Swung on, and it's hit, and the second baseman makes it a grab. We go bottom three, 1-1. And so here come the Black Sox back to the plate. I believe that's Tony Patane to get things started. He'll be followed by Rousseau and LaValle. So back to the top of the order here for the third. Bottom three. And nearly halfway through game one of the three-game semifinal. Three games settling in here. Ball one. It's gotten quite a bit chilly out here. It was cold the other day as well, so really starting to feel more like fall. With every day. 1-0. Delivers ball two. And Lickey delivers the 2-0. Called strike one. And a 2-1 count. Two, one in the dirt. Ball three. So it went off Quesada and onto the dirt. And the 3-1. Swung on and missed. Strike two. And Patane. I'm going to keep this one together. 3-2 count. It's going to be interesting to see who subs in later on tonight. 3-2.
Yeah, nice job.
It'll be ball four. Wait, they're going to say if he went, he didn't. This was a check swing, but it was in the dirt, so was there ever any question? Here comes number 22. That's going to be Alex Rousseau. So Rousseau is set to go. And the pitch. Called a strike. And the 0-1. Ball one, and the runner was off first base, but the pickoff attempt from the catcher will not go. Runner holds at first. 1-1. So 1-1 count here. And the 1-1. Swung on, high fly ball. It's foul territory. First baseman getting under it. Foul ball, strike two. So he won't quite make the grab. And settling in with a 1-2 count, it's Rousseau. He'll be followed by LaValle. Gavin LaValle will come to bat. Here comes the 1-2. Ball two. And Alicki can't seem to dial in the third and final strike. And the 2-2. Swung on. High fly ball. This one going towards right field. Should be caught. And it will. One down. So at the out in right field, here comes Gavin LaValle, league leader in RBIs and home runs. And the pitch swung on and missed at one in the dirt for a strike. So LaValle will hang on. LaValle just looking to get something out of here and give the Black Sox a 2-1 lead. 0-1 count. Strike two. Sorry, 1-1. And here we go. Alicki kicks and deals. Checks his swing. They're going to say he went. Strike two. LaValle, who struck out earlier in tonight's game, going to try and drive in a run. Alicki gets set to deliver. The payoff pitch in the dirt. Ball two evens the count. One down, a runner on first. Here in the fourth inning, I actually believe. Or no, this is bottom of the third. Bottom three. On the way. Ball number three. And a 3-2. A 3-2. One down, runner on. LaValle swings and misses strike three. Throw to second is going to be on time. A double play. That has got to be the strangest double play I've seen in the Twilight League. We'll go to the midway inning tied at one. Can you believe it? What a double play. We'll be right back. And we're back here. And it'll be number three in Hunter Trolley. He'll lead off the fourth.
Staying that way. I'm just worried about this game. The other one I can care less at this moment.
Right now. So here is Hunter Trolley. He'll be followed by Dinones Quesada. On the way. Ball one from Hinckley. And with the wind blowing a little bit, 1-0. Swung on. And chop to the second baseman, throw to first, they get the out. We've got one down here in the fourth, in a 1-1 tie game. Here comes Dinones Quesada. And the pitch swung on and missed. Strike one from Quesada. So Hankley still on the hill as Quesada hacks at the first pitch he sees. Here's the 0-1. Ball one. Evens the count. Well, we have the chance. We'll try and take a quick look at what the radar will say here. Pitch on the way. Chopped foul. Strike two. I almost dropped the remote to the scoreboard here. 1-2 count. Quesada at the plate. And getting ready. And now, the 1-2. Checks his swing, called a ball, looked in the zone. So a 2-2 count. And now, swung on and missed, strike three. And he sits him down. That's two here in the inning. So it looks like this rain is going to hold off tonight. Looking at the Weather Channel, looks like the rain will hold off. And now that I've jinxed it, we'll see you tomorrow for the doubleheader. Here's number one in Kevin Larkin. Called strike one to Larkin. Looked a little low, but he'll take that one. Larkin, in his third year, went to Worcester State from Rocky Hill, Connecticut. Inside, ball number one. So he has to jump out of the way, nearly gets him on the elbow. Here's the 1-1. Swung on and missed, strike two. And it's Larkin who's got to stay alive here at the plate. And 1-2. Called. Strike three. Another K. So we'll go to the bottom half of the fourth inning. We're midway through game one of the semifinals. It's 1-1. And McCulloch will come to the plate. And it starts to rain here. Right as I said, it was going to dodge us. I've jinxed this. As the rain begins to fall just a little bit here. Just a small sprinkle coming down. Here is McCulloch, who will stand in to lead off the bottom half of the fourth with the rain coming down just a little bit. Glad I could jinx us here this evening. McCulloch stands ready. And strike one. For McCulloch, midway in the game and trying to give his team a 2-1 edge in arguably one of the most entertaining games we've seen. There have been a few. 1-1 count. Another one we had the Dodgers Fat Orange Cat game, 1-0. One of the most entertaining games came down to arguably the final innings. Elmers and Weathersfield. Weathersfield was in some of the most entertaining games this playoff, in my opinion. At least the ones here at Riverfront. And so far, this has got to be another one. 1-1 on the way. Called ball two. Just got the rain falling on my computer here. Where I've pulled up the roster. And the 2-1. Low ball three. And Anthony Alicki just can't seem to dial him in. He's putting him in the dirt there. And And Delicky delivers the 3-1. Swung on. It'll get to the shortstop, who picks it up, fires to first, and gets the out. So one down, and here comes number 21. And this, I believe, is Skidmore. No, I don't think it is. I think Skidmore was the one who was hurt.
Yeah, Cody Kersky replaced him.
So Cody Kersky comes into play for Kyle Skidmore. Skidmore is out of tonight's game. I think it was a dislocated shoulder. He left the ballpark earlier tonight. Cody Kersky takes strike one. Kersky, I believe, pitched that perfect game the other night against Fat Orange Cat. So the pitcher and third baseman coming into play was on the bench for tonight's game. And that 1-1 as they even the count. So a 1-1. And the 1-1. Ball number 2. And the 2-1 count. And a 2-1 count. And that one is swung on. It's going to get by the second baseman. That will be a base hit. So a hit here in the bottom of the fourth. Black Sox with a runner on first, one down. This brings up Connor McAvoy. McAvoy got that RBI double when Skidmore was out on first, I believe. Skidmore came all the way, dove on his shoulder. They tried to put it back into place, and it just wouldn't go. Takes ball one for McAvoy. Still alive here in this one. Neither team has really been out of it. Here's the pitch. Swung on, high pop-up, foul territory. Strike number one. So a 1-1 count. On the way, the 1-1 checks his swing. Did not go. Ball two. Bottom four. One away, one on.
Keep it just in case it gets wet out. Thank you, sir.
So a 2-1. Two-one pitch on the way. Inside and high. Ball three. Three balls, one strike, one out. And the pitch, swung on, hit to center field. It'll go shallow center. And the runner will hold at second base. And another base hit belongs to the Black Sox. This brings up Ayer. So Chris Ayer. Chris Ayer stands in at the plate. We're going to give the Black Sox the advantage. Two on, one away. A runner in scoring position. All the way on second base. And now the 0-0, chopped foul out of play, strike one. So a chilly, rainy night here in Glastonbury, Connecticut. Let me see. 0-1 on the delivery to air. Strike two again. Fouled out. 0-2. So the 0-2. Pitch on the way. Again fouled off, and it stays 0-2. So still an 0-2 count, one down. And the 0-2 swung on, hit right field. Right fielder getting under it. He'll make the grab. Throw towards second. No one there. There's nobody home for that. The wind starting to pick up a bit. Two down, two on. 1-1 here in the fourth. Trying to get to the fifth in the final three innings of tonight's game. This brings up Vaccarelli. So Mike Vaccarelli in play. Ball one. Anthony Ilicki, who's not in the ideal position, but trying to get out of the inning. And the real question is, are we going to end up seeing a second game tonight? 1-0. Swung on, fouled, out of play. So, small time called, and got a little gravel over here. It's the situation, a little gravel and rain. 1-1 on the way, checks his swing, they're going to say he went. 1-2 count, two down. Black Sox looking to take the lead. Neither team is really given an inch apart from the first run. Really scratching and clawing for every hit and every run and every runner. One, two. Ball two. That's the 2-2 count. So with the 2-2 count in a fairly long game, just past an hour in recording. And we're only here in the fourth. Pitch on the way. Ball in the dirt. Full count. With Kursky on second. Cody Kursky, the usual starter. And Ilicki is trying to get out of this jam. And the 3-2 chop ground ball back to Ilicki, who's going to run it over as he trots to first. He flips it over, and that is the end of the fourth. Final three innings of game one of the semifinals, and it's tied at one. We'll be right back. And number 34 coming to the plate. So the Indians getting set. So at 34 coming to bat, top half of the fifth inning. It's Caleb LaRosa, and LaRosa is ready to go. Hinckley, still on the bump, delivers the pitch, called strike one low. That is not a good call there. That was almost below the knee. That'll be ball one as that goes in the dirt and through the catcher. Went right under him. And the Indians are ready to go. Both teams fighting to gain that 2-1 advantage. Swung on and missed, strike two. A 1-2 count for La Rosa. Don't forget tomorrow. Allegedly one game, might be two. Depends on how tonight turns out. Tomorrow at Muzzy Field. The game that is currently scheduled is to start at 7. Ball two. So a 2-2 count. Hinckley delivers the 2-2 inside. Gets away from the catcher. Ball three. So a 3-2 count. Again, lights are on. And shining brightly here around 7:20. Which is typically the time we turn the lights on. And we wouldn't like to imagine this game with the lights off. Up until this point. Foul ball. Still 3-2. Count is full. One away. There's already no away. Full count. Caleb La Rosa, the leadoff batter for the top half of the fifth. They moved from the third to the fifth quite quickly. So these past few innings have been going by fast. Two, and that'll be ball four. Hinckley will deliver a walk, and a runner gets on. So number 31 at the plate, that's Seamus Berry. He'll be followed by Mike Rigdon. So the 0-0 with a runner on first. Ball one. So they deliver a 1-0 count. And the 1-0. Strike one as he swings and misses. One on the way. Ball number two. So a 2-1 count. Swung on and chopped foul into the backstop. 2-2. And the 2-2. Chop, ground ball, first base side. Throw to second for one. No throw to first. He's going to eat that one. So one down and a runner on first. Here in the fifth. This brings up Mike Rigdon. And Sun coming back out here. Mike Rigdon got a championship spot in a 35 and up league. That was just the other day, and Rigdon is set to go. Tie 1-1, runner on, one away. Swung on and missed, strike one to open up the fifth. So with the sun coming out, still a little bit of rain coming down. Mainly one or two drops. Every now and then, and here's the 0-1 in the dirt for ball one. Oh, And the pitch. Swung on, chopped, foul, strike two. So the 1-2 count. And now, and the 1-2, chop, ground ball, back up to the pitcher, throws to second for one. First, they'll turn two and get out of the inning. A beautiful play. We'll be back with the bottom half of the fifth inning, 1-1. So Billy Armstrong to lead off the bottom half of the fifth inning. And Armstrong is ready to go. So Armstrong here, the nine batter. They'll go back up to Patain, Rousseau, and LaValle. And here is Armstrong. Called strike one as he leaned out of it. So an 0-1 count. Anthony Ilicki stayed on the hill tonight. And so far, so good, giving up one run. On the way, swung on. It's a ground ball, shortstop. Throw to first. They got him. One down here. This brings up Tony Patain. He'll be followed by Alex Rousseau. And Patain is ready to go. So each team was down to their final nine outs coming into this inning. And in what has been a long ball game here, over an hour into the fifth. About an hour 12 if you've been listening the whole time. Started around 6, currently 7:30. On the way, swung on, high fly ball, center field. It will be hauled in. So two down now. Here is Alex Rousseau. So Rousseau is settling himself in. Big game for both teams. Again, winner gets locked right into the championship series. And if I were a betting man, I'd put my money on the Black Sox. Home run and RBI leader of the league on this team. But then again, the Indians, not a team to mess around with. They blew out the 3 seed 10-0. Game lasted maybe less than an hour. Swung on again. Center fielder comes up with it. Makes the grab. We go 6. Everybody down to their final 6 outs. 1-1. It's anybody's game. And here come the Indians to lead off the 6th here. It's going to be number 22 in Jeff LaRosa. So LaRosa is getting settled in. And the Indians are looking to try and grab that one-run edge here in the 6th. Final 2 innings of regulation play in a non-elimination game. And both of these teams are playing like they're playing to win Game 3 of the championship right now. That's how intense this game is. 1-0 count. And the 1-0. Called strike 1. Evens the count. Then again, these guys are playing like Game 3 of the title series right now. And to be fair, it is the unofficial championship game, is what I would call it. 2-1, so it's more like a championship scrimmage here tonight. And could you imagine this being the title series? Indians and Black Sox battling it out. 2-1, called strike 2. This would be an interesting series. Still tied 1-1 and deep in the 6th. And imagine another game between these two teams on the same night. We'll see how long this one lasts. Started at 6 and just over an hour and a half of baseball. Fouls it back. It gets away from the catcher. But he'll hang on with a 2-2 count. What a night this is going to be. Final night at Riverfront for the Twilight League this year. We'll spend the last two nights of the playoffs at Muzzy Field in Bristol. Then I believe it's Saturday evening late at night, around 7 o'clock, so not really late at night, but 7 o'clock, they'll be playing the All-Star game, ball three. It's a full count. Just getting ready for that All-Star game, got to be a task. Try and get all the All-Stars to come on down. Play the Greater Hartford Twilight Baseball League. Hinckley delivers the 3-2. Outside, ball four. I don't know what pitch he was looking at, but it certainly wasn't the one that Hinckley threw. And ball four. Off the 3-2. And here comes number seven. It'll be Bobby Leeper. So Bobby Leeper from Plantsville to UNC Wilmington, fourth year in the league. He's an outfielder and an infielder. He plays wherever he's needed. He's more like a utility guy. And here comes the 1-1. Swung on right field, foul, strike one.
Thanks, Mike.
So with an 0-1. And Hinckley is set to deliver. He kicks and deals. Runner goes. That'll be, I believe, ball number one. Runner is safe at second with no throw. And a 1-1 count. Nobody out here in the sixth. And the Indians are setting themselves up to try and win. 1-1 count. They've got a runner 180 feet from home and nobody out. And it looks like a meeting on the hill will be coming for Hinckley. Maybe a change in pitcher. We'll be right back. And Leeper is still on the hill now. So with Leeper still in there. And now with a 1-1 count. On the way. Ball two. 2-1 count as he settles in. And the runner will hold it second. 2-1 on the way. Ball three, and that looked almost in the zone. Gotta wonder what's going on here. 3-1. Hinckley still up there. If he walks another one, I gotta think he'd be pulled. I mean, a game of this importance, a winner goes straight to the championship, and you'll put two on with nobody out. Pitch on the way, swung on, high fly ball. It's going to come in shallow right field. Does he get to it? No, it's going to fall for a base hit. Runner's going for third. He's going to be safe, and a base hit. So a hit will bring up Will Ramos. We're now runners on the corners. A huge base hit there. Runners on the corners, nobody out. Sixth inning. We're in the penultimate inning. Do the Indians pull the upset here tonight? Are they going to intentionally walk Ramos? They will. That is a first here. They intentionally walk Will Ramos to get to the next batter. So base is loaded. Nobody out. Now, Hinckley's got to be thinking. I don't know what he's thinking. So Hunter Trolley comes to the plate. To be fair, I think he might have lost his mind. Bases loaded, nobody out to the Indians. And he swings, and it goes through the gap. Here comes one to score, and surprise, surprise, it backfires. And the runner's going for third. Runner hasn't even left for home. He's going to try. He's going to go back with runners doubled up, and one's going to be away, but a run is going to score. And surprise, surprise, the poor judgment call is a poor judgment call. And with bases loaded, they score a run. Here comes Dinonis Quesada with two on, both in scoring position. I've seen a lot of baseball in my time. But to intentionally walk the bases loaded with no outs in a tie 1-1 game this deep in the evening, you've got to really think you have something special. And they're going to walk Quesada. And the bases are loaded again. But still, the coach could be thinking, he could be thinking something not about baseball. This is unbelievable. Kevin Larkin comes to the plate, bases loaded, one away. I mean, he could see that anywhere in the infield could turn into a double play, but if it gets through a gap, there's strike one. If it gets through a gap, this game might be over. Oh, one on the way, swung on and missed, strike two. And Hinkley has gathered himself here, but even a strikeout brings up another guaranteed batter. And that would be number 34 in Caleb LaRosa. 0-2. Ball one. So 1-2, one down. Base is loaded. 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Big K there. But that still brings up Caleb LaRosa. A walk from Hinkley, a run scores. A base hit, one maybe more will score. A strikeout or a hit anywhere in the infield is really the only way to get out of this inning alive. And even then, you might be out of it going into the bottom of the sixth. 2-1, you really got to have something special planned. Ball one. Again, a walk could put this game away. One oh. 2-0 now, and LaRosa's ahead. That'll be called strike one. So a 2-1 count on the way. Called a strike as he jumps out of the way, and what was that? Wow. So a strange call there. Caleb LaRosa. He'll be followed by Barry and then Rigdon. And the 2-2 on the way. Strike three! And somehow it works the second time. So we'll go bottom six, but the damage is done, and this game might be set in stone. 2-1, Indians take control. And here we go. And we get set for the bottom half of the sixth inning. It brings up Gavin LaValle, home run and RBI leader in the Twilight League. And so far, Alicki's handled him quite well. Struck him out twice tonight. We'll see if LaValle can rebound in his next appearance. On the way inside, and it hit him. So Lavallee doesn't even get a chance to redeem himself as he gets hit and will go right down the first baseline. And here comes McCulloch. You've got to be kidding me, hitting him right out of the gate. And McCulloch settles himself in. Justin McCulloch. Down 2-1, runner on, nobody out. A good chance tonight. Pitch on the way. Ball one. So it goes up high in the zone. One-oh count. Down by one. They've been down. There's strike one. And the Sox were down in the first, rebounded, and tied in the second. It was 1-1 the majority of the way. They score a run in the top of the sixth, making it 2-1. And here are the Black Sox to hopefully return the favor. On the way. Fouls it back, strike two. 2-1 count. Black Sox lost one time this season, maybe twice. I don't believe any of those losses came against the Indians. Here's the 1-2. Inside, ball two. Jumps out of the way. Two-two count. And the 2-2. Inside ball three. And a full count with one on, nobody out. And a little time called. And it looks like the ump coming down, dust off the plate. 2-1 your score here in the first game of the semifinals, the winner's bracket finale. And they will claim the last undefeated team of the tournament here tonight. So the only two undefeateds left playing tonight. And quite an interesting matchup. So the Black Sox looking to win here tonight. Foul ball, still 3-2. And Lavallee was headed for second. He got hit, so that's how he got to first base. And the pitch, inside ball four, back-to-back walks. And if you're the Indians manager, you're going to call a meeting here, and that is exactly what Chris Barsa is going to do. Cody Kersky will come to the plate, 2-1, nobody out, 2-1, a key inning, the penultimate inning. Meeting on the mound will be back. And so Olicky will hold his ground on the mound. And so it'll be 2-1 score, two runners on, nobody out. And Olicky will face Cody Kersky. Pitch on the way. Tries to drop down a bunt, strike one as it goes foul. And the Black Sox still looking for the edge as the Indians have taken the initiative to take the edge and make it 2-1. And so far, it is quite the game for Kersky. Or quite the game for Olicky, sorry. Kursky is not the pitcher tonight. On the way, tries to drop down a bunt, called strike two as he pulled it back. We'll see what happens here. Big chance, Cody Kursky, 0-2, two on, nobody out. Even if they get one out, there's still an awful large chance at the Black Sox scoring here. On the way, in the dirt, ball one. Again, a chilly evening here in Glastonbury, if you're just joining us. It's been a long, long game, almost 2 hours, and we can guarantee you game two's not starting at 8 o'clock anymore, and this is going to be a long night. Only in game one, and it's almost 8 o'clock, so 7:52 to be exact, over an hour and a half of baseball, and now almost an hour and a half of, or actually just over an hour and a half on recording, which included pregame. Ball number two started at 6 o'clock, and an hour and 52 minutes later, we come here to the sixth with nobody out. Two on, 2-2 count. Kursky still alive. Trying to continue this at-bat or at least get a run home and tie the game up. On the way, up high, ball three. So a 3-2 count, and Alicki can't dial it in to save his life out there. And nobody is warming in the bullpen, so you gotta wonder if Alicki ends up giving up a run, you're gonna have to start somebody ice cold. Alicki checks second. Stares him down, delivers, high fly ball, foul territory. Dinonis Quesada racing to get under it. It's gonna be out of play. And Kursky able to keep his at-bat alive. And what a sixth.
Nice hat, by the way. I love that. Expos, man. That's good stuff.
So another foul ball coming in. And here we go. Looking to keep it going. A cold and what was overcast night. Now no longer. 3-2. Nobody out. Two on. Pitch on the way from Alicki. It's hit. Back up. Second baseman throws a shortstop for one. First, it's going to get away. Runner's going to go for third. Or he goes for home, and he makes it. A runner goes for third. Well, that runner on third is out. The runner to second is going to be safe. And a run is going to score. Unbelievable.
That was awesome.
And it looks like McCulloch forgot he was out at second, but the run does indeed score. And the Black Sox have tied it in the sixth with nobody out, and the Indians have nobody in the bullpen. After Kursky, this brings up... This will bring up Ayer, I believe. Or no, this is Connor McAvoy. And McAvoy is set. And McAvoy stands in with one out. Runner on second. Strike one. And I don't think they really need any more here in the sixth. And the ump is going to call time. And it's going to be a board member going over to talk with Chris Barsa. That's Brian Timmis, the board member on behalf of the league here tonight. He's been here almost every night. Chris Barsa, coach of the Indians, and Don Fidaschi, both Twilight League board members as well. And it looks like they're checking on a rule. I believe the ruling was if they pinch runner for Cody Kursky, if they pinch run for Kursky, he would be out of the game, or could he re-enter to pitch later? And it looks like we're not sure what the ruling was on that. They're going to keep Kursky up at second, I believe. And they're going to pull out a runner. So I believe Kursky can return. If he's pulled here, he can return to pitch. He cannot return to hit. So Cody Kurski will step into the lineup. Here comes number two for the Black Sox. And they'll get a pinch runner going. So Kurski can return to pitch if he is needed. And I think he might be in the seventh to really try and lock this one down. Again, pitched that perfect game last Thursday night. And this Monday, tonight, he's back in the game. And number two on to pinch run. Alicki still awaiting the ability to throw the 0-1 pitch. One down, a runner in scoring position about 180 feet from home, and Connor McAvoy's at bat still going on with one down. Bottom half of the sixth inning.
Come on, Mac.
So Kurski can indeed come back to pitch.
Good job.
Checks his swing. Does he go? They're going to say he went. Strike two. They're not going to ask the first baseman, and there was a bunch of hesitation from the home plate umpire. And he wouldn't ask the first base umpire. He wanted to do it himself here. An arguable call there. 0-2 count, one down. Here comes the 0-2. That'll be ball number one. It gets away. But it'll get out in front of Quesada. So the runner will hold at second. One, two count for McAvoy. One away. Indians are going to try and pull two somehow. If not, just get the one. Hopefully the runner at third, or the runner at second, to advance to third. Low in the dirt, ball two. Watches it go by, and an even count at two apiece. One down, one on, 2-2 in the sixth inning in a very long semifinal game, or a very long winner bracket finale. So to win the winner's bracket championship.
Come on, Mac. Come on, Mac. Good job.
Ball three and an even count. So again, we welcome you here to the winner's bracket championship game. It's the equivalent of the ALCS. It's the equivalent of the LDS, or the LCS series in the MLB. So technically a league championship series this is. 3-2. Swung on, up the middle. Second baseman gets right by him. Throw to first. He's out. After dropping it, and the skill by the shortstop, drops the ball, goes behind him, and chucks him out at first still. As number three will come to the bat, that'll be Chris Ayer. And Chris Ayer is set to bat, and he'll be intentionally walked. So they'll get the runner to first. They walk Ayer. This will bring up Vaccarelli. Vaccarelli.
Hey, do you want to catch that thing?
Vaccarelli. Ready to go. He'll be at the plate. Alicki trying to lock down the sixth and bring us to the seventh inning. What has been, again, a very long, long winner's bracket championship. It has been a very exciting one nonetheless. Nobody's really been out of this game. 2-2. Alicki checks first. He got the signal he likes. Staring down the catcher. Delivers. Swung on. High pop-up. Shortstop getting under it. He's going to make the grab. End of the sixth. We go to the seventh. Tied at two. The all-important final inning of the winner's bracket championship. Tied at two. Man, it all comes down to this. We'll be back. 2-2. So playing for the equivalent of an LCS, Tom Curtin comes into pitch. Hinckley is through six full innings. Gives up two runs tonight. A few errors in Tom Curtin in to throw his first pitches of the playoffs tonight. And it comes in the equivalent of the AL or NLCS For those of you that have seen Major League Baseball, a trip to the championship on the line here tonight, 2-2 final inning. It's been an hour 40 on the recording. So top 7-2, and we're going to go into the next inning. We are trying to avoid. 31 is Seamus Berry. Ball one. So trying to avoid 8 innings. We've seen one extra inning game. A 1-0 count. Swung on and missed. Strike one. So 2-2 top 7, 1-1 count. Nobody out. First hit bat of the inning and a little sprinkle coming back to the field. Here's the 1-1. Ball two from Tom Curtin. With Seamus Berry at the plate and a late game here, an hour 41. If you stuck with this the whole time, congratulations. You're a real trooper for baseball. Swung on and missed strike two. You can ride into the Twilight League and receive your medal for the active courage of staying with us for an hour 40-plus baseball game recording. 2-2 on the way. Ball three. Full count here, Curtin. Still top seven, and if I were a betting man, I'd put my money on extras here tonight. As much as we'd love to avoid them. Swung on and missed. Strike three. So again, I'd put my money on an extra inning ball game here tonight. Mike Rigdon at the plate. And if Rigdon can get this set and squared away, if Tom Curtin can put us out of the top seventh, hopefully we go bottom seven and the Black Sox pull away.
Sorry, I didn't know that whole rule very well.
It's okay, I should know what I'm
talking about. On the way.
Just didn't want to screw it up.
Ball one. And now, 1-0. 1-0 pitch. Ball two, and Curtin can't dial it in here in this at-bat for Mike Rigdon. Rigdon, a seasoned player in his 12th year in the Twilight League, comes from Glastonbury, so right now playing on his hometown field. 2-0 on the way. Called ball number three. That was in the zone. You've got to be kidding. And a 3-0. 3-0 on the way. Ball four, he walks. And Rigdon gets to first on a free pass. Here comes top of the order. It's going to be 22, Jeff LaRosa. And it looks like the shortstop coming in to talk to Tom Curtin. Curtin's gone two at-bats so far tonight. He picked up one out, and now he's gotten one on base. The Black Sox, I'm sure, was not expecting this much resistance out of the Indians. Came in here on a warpath, rolled over teams in the regular season. Indians rolled over teams in the postseason. And the Indians are looking to get out of here with a win. 0-0 on the way, ball one. And Curtin hasn't been able to dial it in. Fidaski down at first, Barca down at third, as the base coaches for this seventh inning. Here's the 1-0. Called. Strike number one. And the 1-1. Swung on and missed. Strike number two. 1-2 count. Curtin. Trying to put away the second at-bat, or the second out of this inning, third at-bat here. He's got Bobby Leeper coming on deck. Curtin delivers the payoff. Ball two. Even count. Curtin cannot get out of this at-bat. One on, one away. Indians playing good ball here. 2-2 on the way. Swung on and missed a beautiful pitch that he got Tim to chase on. Two down, one on. And here comes Leaper out of Plantsville. Fourth year in the league. We followed by Will Ramos. Ramos in his eighth year. Ramos on deck. One on, two outs. Final inning. Who's got the guts to finish this one? Both teams have been waiting. Waiting for quite some time now. Just past 8:10 now. Time called. Actually 8:09 currently, but doesn't make that much of a difference here. Late night game. We'll be back tomorrow from Muzzy Field, 7 p.m. One game. Loser of this game plays the winner of the next game, if we ever get to the next game. 0-0 on the way, ball one. And Curtin. Curtin is looking to try and escape the seventh inning. Get us to the bottom half where the Black Sox hopefully put up another run. Ball two. All the runs tonight seem to have been scored on mistakes, except for the first one that the Indians got. And offense not too prominent in this game. It's been definitely a pitcher's duel. 2-0. Chop, ground ball, first base side. He's going to get there. He's going to make the out at first base. We go bottom seven. 2-2. We'll be back. Alicki is still on the hill, and you got to commend him going a complete game tonight. It's been a hard-fought battle. Tony Patane, I believe, will get the start. He'll be followed by Rousseau and LaValle. And here is Patane, and hopefully the final half of the inning, or final half inning of the game. This is not Patane. Sorry, this is Armstrong, and he skies one to the second baseman on the first pitch. It'll be caught, one away, and that was Billy Armstrong. Here comes Tony Patane. Patane will be followed up by Alex Rousseau and potentially Gavin LaValle. Bottom seven, Tony Patane. Big game here tonight. Winner's bracket championship. The loser's bracket semifinal coming up next. Game two of three of the semifinals. Strike number one. So far we're in game number one of three of the semifinals. And so far Barca has not changed pitchers. Pitch on the way. Swung on. That'll go ground ball. Out number two. And here comes Alex Rousseau. Rousseau just needs to get one good hit into the outfield and leave the rest up to LaValle, who's struggled with the bat tonight. Struck out twice, got hit in his third at bat. Rousseau here in his fourth. So his fourth at bat of the game in a game that refuses to end. Almost running out of words here. It's been a long night, and we still got another game after this. Called strike number one. And you'd think to save time, maybe you try to pull a doubleheader tomorrow and just finish the loser's bracket there. And Wednesday, you do the championship. But fortunately not. Strike two for Rousseau, and it looks like we'll be headed to extras here tonight. Rousseau looking to get out of the seventh, or looking to get out of an 0-2 count, and bring up Gavin LaValle, who hopefully drives in the winning run. He's been big this season. 0-2 on the way. Swung on and missed. We go to extras in the winner's bracket finale. Unbelievable. I've lost all excitement for tonight's game already. Inning number 8 is where we go next. It's 2-2. So another sprinkle has started here tonight. And the radar is going to be on and off. Top of the 8th. Strike 1. So a little bit more of a steady drizzle. So 11:45, sky really supposed to open up, and not sure we could get through game 2. 2-2 count, ready to go. So 2 warming in the pen for the Indians now. Swung on, it's a high pop-up. Foul territory, he's not going to get there fast enough.
Chris Hayes is 1.
1-2 count. Chris Hayes, and I'm being told Chris Hayes is 1 in the pen. So Chris Hayes warming up for the Indians here tonight. Alongside another one. Looks like both righties. One of them is sidearm. Believe that one might be Hayes.
Hayes is a sidearm. I think it's Rigdon is the other one.
So Rigdon and Hayes warming. On the way. Swung on. It's going to go left field and drop for a hit. Can the Indians break us out of this one in the top of the 8th? Here comes number 3. That's going to be Hunter Trolley. So Trolley at the plate. Again, steady drizzle here. Don't think anyone really wanted to see a steady drizzle for either game. Never a good sign in a ball game. Coming down a little harder. We hope if you're with us tonight, we hope you brought your poncho. Ball 1. Maybe an umbrella, as a lot of fans did indeed do that. And for the unlucky few that did not, got to be regretting some decisions. Pickoff attempt at first. Not going to be close. Again, 8th inning and Tom Curtin still up. Top 8, so we're going to have to play bottom 8, guaranteed. Possibly 9 and make it a pro game. On the way, swung on and missed, strike 1. In a nice long ball game, almost 2 hours on the recording. For 2 hours and 20 minutes of game time. And a steady drizzle. You can really see it good if you look out at the light along third base. Called strike 2, I believe. 1-2 your count. 2-2 your score. Nobody out, 1 on. Wind blowing right into the press box. And I'm regretting some of my decisions. Checks his swing. Runner goes for second. He's going to get there with 2 balls and 2 strikes. Indians are definitely at a bit of an advantage here. But can they hang on? Is the last time this happened, we ended up seeing the Black Sox scoring right back at them. Well, the rain coming into the box here. Just a little disappointing on this, but what could you expect? Top 2 games, the unstoppable force and the immovable object meeting here in game 1. Seems like a game you would want to have the late night spot, so this wouldn't happen. Swung on, high fly ball. It's going to be fouled off, out of play. Rain definitely coming in here now, as it's coming in on an angle. Really is a light rain. Getting blown in a few directions by some light breezes. So certainly not a heavy rain at all, but it is steady, and you can see it on the gravel right in front of us that they made the warning track out of. A lot of high school fields with the gravel warning track. On the way, ball number 3, full count. And Tom Curtin can only hope to escape the eighth. Nobody out. One on second. Three, two. Swung on. High fly ball. It's popped up shallow center field. He's going to get it. Runner's going to hold. A solid play is Dinonis Quesada. Comes to bat. Number 42. Comes to the plate. And the Indians. Indians in a tie 2-2. Runner 180 feet from home and Will Ramos. And Quesada settles in the drizzle. And a meeting on the mound. We'll be right back. And Quesada is walked. And a runner will actually leave for third base. Or no, he'll be there for coaching. Will Ramos getting a talk from Barca. And after Quesada brings Larkin. Kevin Larkin. With two on, two out. Or two on, one out. And the idea here to get a double play and the top half of the eighth to bring it to the bottom half of the eighth and hopefully not stall. Tries to lay down a bunny, gets a piece of it and fouls it. Strike one. One down, and you're really hoping he hits into a double play if you're waiting on the second game to start. And if you're an Indians fan, you're really hoping he gets this hit, scores a run, and puts the game away. If you're waiting on the second game, you also hope that happens. Or you get the double play. On the way, he lays down a bunt. It's going to drop. First baseman is there. He'll be out. But runners on second and third with two down. And it brings up Caleb LaRosa, number 34. So Caleb LaRosa, followed by Seamus Berry and Mike Rigdon. I don't think Rigdon would come to the plate, as I believe he's the other guy in the bullpen. Hayes appears to have come out. They had two warming, both righties, one of them a sidearm. And if you're a Sox fan, you are really hoping. You're really hoping that they don't walk the bases loaded for a third time. Depending on how well that went the last time. Number one is on. That'll be Kevin Larkin. Larkin will be in to pinch run for Dinonis Quesada. 0-0 on the way. Ball one. Good eye from LaRosa. Rain not really showing any signs of stopping. Remember, guaranteed bottom of the eighth coming up. The Sox are going to have to make their final stand. Where hopefully they score a run and end the game if they get this out here. In the dirt ball, too. It's not looking likely. Do you walk the bases loaded here? Do you intentionally walk and get to the next batter and get to Seamus Berry, a guy who really isn't all that known for batting in tonight's game? Do you wait for Berry and then try and get a ground ball anywhere in the infield and then strike out? Swung on and missed, strike one. Or do you pitch to LaRosa and hope the plan works? Can you stick with it? Two-one count. Curtin stares him down. Gets set. Kicks and delivers. Ball three, and the Black Sox can't believe it. 3-1 to LaRosa. A walk loads the bases. And time will be called. 3-1 is the count. And the 3-1 walks him. Unbelievable. Bases are loaded for number 31, Seamus Berry. And another meeting on the hill. We'll be right back. 2-2. And Cody Kersky coming into pitch. That puts Tom Curtin at one full inning, or actually 1 2/3 innings. So coming into pitch, the final third of the inning that Tom Curtin didn't get is Cody Kersky. You may remember him from the perfect game on Thursday night. He pitched a complete game, pitched a no-hitter. No one got on base. And he's looking to lock up the eighth inning. Kersky settles in. It'll be him and Barry. Base is loaded. Big opportunity for Barry if he can break out. This has to be his breakout moment, but he's going up against Cody Kersky, ball number one. And this really is a very important battle. A walk brings in the potential go-ahead. A strikeout, you go to the bottom of the eighth, still tied. And I think once you go to extras, you have to reset as a 0-0 mindset. Strike number one. Every inning in extras, you got to start out like it's a fresh inning. You're going in to open a game at 0-0 and trying to break it open. That really is the mindset, I think, that everybody has to go to succeed. Ball two, and Kersky wildly throws that one at high and away, almost in the opposite batter's box, in the left one. As Barry is a righty, he steps into the right batter's box. Sorry, he's a lefty, so he's in the batter's box on the right. Righty's going to the left batter's box. Swung on. Strike two. 2-2 count. Kersky is one pitch away from locking up the top of the eighth, and we are 2 hours and 2 minutes into a broadcast. This may be one of the longest broadcasts, I think the longest broadcast on the network. So we've broken a record here. Pitch on the way. Ball three. And you've got to be kidding me. That was in the zone. Full count. A walk. And a run comes in. A strike. And it's three. And it remains 2-2. Two down. Bases loaded. Could it get any more intense than this? Kersky delivers. High fly ball. It's going to be foul. And the at-bat continues at a 3-2 count. Does playoff baseball get more intense? You really got to be thinking as the championship game on the line, full count, two outs, bases loaded. This is the kind of stuff you see in baseball movies, not in the Twilight League, but here we are, happening tonight. 3-2, swung on, fouled again. He gets a piece of it, but not all of it. And the Indians dugout rallying behind Seamus Barry, a guy who did not have much luck at the plate, now could be the tipping point, could be the straw that broke the camel's back. If he gets a piece of it or walks, and Kersky's got to throw him down the middle. 3-2, again fouled off, and this AB continues. The most intense and longest at-bat of the game carries on. 3-2 count, two down, bases loaded. Top of the eighth, extra innings. Barry coming from New Britain in his rookie year. Can the rookie bat in the go-ahead? 3-2. High ball four, and a run scores. And the rookie will drive in the go-ahead. And a 3-2 lead in extras. Unbelievable. Here comes Mike Rigdon. Base is loaded, two outs, and Kersky gives it up. But here's the situation. Last time the Indians scored, in the bottom half of that inning, the Sox shot right back at them. So if we see a pattern here that's formed over the game, we might see the Black Sox score. Strike one as he swings and misses at that one. Rain appears to have stopped, and the conditions are clear. No, it looks like a little drizzle still in the air. It's a light mist at this point. Barely visible in the lights. Ball one, and Kurski unable to dial that last one in. 2 hours and 6 minutes just about in this game. We're so glad you stuck with us, and we're so glad you could spend a part of your Monday night with us here from Riverfront, and I'm sure the players would want to get out of here. I'm sure everyone else, the fans that aren't here for Game 2 want to get out of here, and a 1-2 count, but we're here to stay for Game 2. Three to two in the eighth. 2 hours and 35 minutes of baseball tonight. 1-2 on the way. Up high, ball two, and an even count. And after Seamus Berry drives in the go-ahead, they'll need three outs, and they'll most likely bring in a fresh arm from the bullpen that they warmed up earlier. I'm assuming they might have gone cold by now. 2-2. Swung on and missed. We go bottom eight. It all comes down to the last three outs of what could be the winner's bracket. 3-2, Indians in control. And so here comes Hayes, the sidearm. So the sidearm pitcher in Hayes comes to bat. Comes to pitch. So it's Hayes on the hill. And the Black Sox to bat. With Gavin LaValle standing at the plate. Hayes, the sidearm pitcher, ready to go. After a beautiful performance from Anthony Elicki. Strike one. Elicki went seven innings, gave up two runs. There's going to be a lot of warm-ups happening for the next game. And ball one. And I believe it's Hayes who's in on the hill. And Hayes is ready to go. Delivers, swung on. Foul, strike two. It'll be McCulloch, and then number two coming in. McCulloch and Tian. Tian will come to bat next. He'll get his first appearance at the plate. On the way, swung on and missed, strike three. And one down, and here comes Justin McCulloch. And so it's McCulloch getting up. Can McCulloch extend this game for the Black Sox? On the way. Ball one. Pitch on the way. Swung on. Ground ball down the first base side. Are you kidding? Perfectly down the line. Out number two. And here comes Kyle Tian. Could be the last at bat of the winner's bracket championship. Remember, not an elimination game. Both teams will survive tonight. But the loser does have to play tomorrow night at Muzzy Field, 7 p.m. They get a bit of an extra game. And Kyle Tian, his first plate appearance. On the way. Called strike one. Does Kyle Tian end? Ball one. Tian looking to continue the game, but will Hayes end it? He's gotten two quick outs here in the eighth. On the way. Strike number two, and he's one strike away from advancing the Indians as the 2020 winner's bracket champions. Here's the 1-2. Swung on and missed, and the 2020 winner's bracket champs are going to be the Arch 2 Bar and Grill Indians in an absolute upset. Nobody, and I mean nobody, saw this coming at the beginning of the game. But the Arch 2 Sports Bar and Grill Indians will win the winner's bracket, and we'll see them Monday night for the doubleheader for the championship. We'll be back here on the network with game number 2 of tonight's semifinal action. And then we'll see the Terryville Black Sox on Tuesday night, 7 p.m. They'll play the winner of the Fat Orange Cat Brewers and the Great Falls Gators coming up next. We thank you for tuning in tonight. We'll see you later on tonight. And Great Falls Fat Orange Cat coming up next. Thank you for listening. 3-2, Indians are the winners bracket champions of 2020. So long, everybody.